He's the famous frontman pulling double duty for both the Angels and the Screaming Jets. But even one of the busiest musos in Australia still has to stop for lunch and a chat to Oz Music's biggest names. This is the Oztober Lunch with Gleeso from the Screaming Jets.
And this is our Lunch with Gleeso catch-up podcast, with conversations you may have missed earlier and the parts we just didn't have time to play today.
Yeah, I met this bloke many years ago on a conference for, I don't know, Warner's, one of the record companies, and I met him through my then-girlfriend, who went on to become my wife, and he's nothing but a top bloke, James Rain. James, I remember having, like, I don't know what the hell we were drinking back in your room with Brad Robertson, but it certainly made me throw up in bed, so...
Oh, nice. Well, it's lovely to speak to you, Dave. Yeah, and I think it was, you know what it was? Was it Ruart?
Yeah, it was Ruart. That's right, yeah.
We were all signed to Ruart, I think, at that time. So I think Ruart was distributed through Warner's, and so it was a big Warner's conference, and you guys played.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And we drank.
Up near Nelson Bay, I think, but I'll never forget it. And looking back through your career, James, obviously starting off, you know, with Ozcrawl in the late 70s, was a magical time for music, wasn't it, around that time?
Yeah, it was really, there are a lot of great bands that were either starting or had started, but we were only a couple of years old. And I think it was good because there were so many different kinds of venues. And there wasn't the same sort of alternatives to the entertainment dollar. So I think, you know, there are a lot of bands could play a lot. You know, you could work six times a week for 10 months of the year, you know, in different places. And it supported, you know, a lot of bands. So that's why I think it was so healthy.
Yeah,
and radio was able to be very supportive right across the board. You know, they weren't sort of all the alternatives.
Look, I remember waiting with bated breath for albums to come out. I remember my cousin cried when Sirocco came out because she'd waited so long for it, and she was so excited. As you say, the radio was all over it. But and when people talk about the Australian pub rock era, it wasn't one sound of band. It covered all genres of music, didn't it?
That's right. I think people tried. Sometimes trying to lump it all into one thing, and it's not. There were so many different kinds of bands and so many different kinds of personalities in bands and, you know, front men and television. Well, I mean, Countdown was there, but there were also, you know, Sounds on Saturday morning, and there was Hey Hey Saturday. So there are a lot of outlets for all these different bands.
Speaking of Countdown, of course, famously, your first appearance on Countdown, you wore two plaster casts.
Yeah, but it was under doctor's orders. So.
Yeah, it wasn't a gimmick. Going,
yeah, because we think the first time we went, oh, people are going to think we're just some band with this gimmick. And people did, but it actually had broken both my wrists. You had to wear it.
And obviously, looking back on that, the Ozcrawl thing was in the roundup of things, was only a very short period in your professional life, wasn't it?
Yeah, the band started about 70, probably, you know, dribbled in about 77, 78, and it was all over by February 86. So, yeah, I don't know, seven, eight years.
And how daunting was it then to, because you'd already dipped your toe a bit in the solo stuff, but how daunting was it to then venture out as James Rain?
I didn't look at it as being daunting, really, because I was so, nothing against anyone personally, but I was just so glad to be, sort of be out of the band. I mean, it got a bit funny towards the end, but I think, like, you know, bands sometimes do, and I think I was just ready to move on. So I was actually quite excited because I've this sort of sense of freedom a bit, you know. Didn't have to sort of pay lip service to, you know, band democracy, really. You know, you can go, well, I want to be this way, and you didn't have to argue with anyone else in the band, you know, which is probably my fault. I was probably paying ass to be in a band with, but it was liberating.
More recently, with my meetings with James, we got to sing together Take a Long Line at a Theberton Theatre concert in South Australia. James, one of the highlights of my life, mate.
Well, thank you very much. And one of the highlights for me too, because I love all the stuff. You don't love that. I love the Angels. I mean, the first band I ever met, really, like, it was a proper, you know, famous rock and roll band, were the Angels. And I remember, I think it was a guy called Russell Thomas who worked at EMI. And for some reason, he had to pick me up. And I think we were going to Countdown and pick me up. And I had to, and some of the Angels were in the car. I think Buck was in the car and a couple of the other guys. And they were, and that, to me, they were like, wow, you know, really young, I thought, wow, this is like rock stars, wow. And they were so nice. I remember standing outside the Elstermick Studios, ABC Studios, where they used to do Countdown, and there was a book that was famous at the time called My Mother, Myself. I remember this clearly, and Doc reading passages to me under the tree outside Elstermick Studios, and I thought, I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. You know, I was going, wow.
He was one of a long line of, you know, we certainly had some enigmatic front men from Doc. Who was it, the lead singer of Jimmy and the Boys? He was a bit of a fruitcake, wasn't
Ignatius,
he?
Ignatius, yeah. I know Ignatius. Yeah, and Ignatius was a great guy. Very funny guy. Well, you know, he went on to, he's now, you know, he designs all the opening ceremonies for the Olympics and things like that.
Yeah, right. A lot of musicians have gone into those areas of more, what would you say, more...
purely artistic endeavour.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Well, these artistic souls that grow up in these bands, you know, they go off and get these artistic jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you've just been revisiting Oz Crawl's catalogue over the last, I guess, 18 months or so around the country. It's been going gangbusters, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it went really well. So we did one run of doing that, just me doing it, you know, James Rand singing Australian Crawl, because I can't call it Australian Crawl, and I wouldn't, you know. That went so well. And then we went out and one did with just all the hit stuff, you know, so the Crawl stuff and my stuff. And that worked really well as well. So it's, you know, it's, you sort of reinvent it a bit every time, but it's great. And again, it harks back to the time when I'm lucky that I was around in a time when I've got a big enough catalogue that, you know, people know most of the songs. So you can do 90 minutes and people know most of the stuff, you know.
Keep going back to Oz Crawl, but you've done 13 or 14 solo albums since that time?
Yeah, I think it's 13 and a bit. There might be, you know, bits of live stuff included in that. But yeah, I think it's 13 or something. Yeah, I think it's about 13.
You're prolific. You're bloody prolific.
Well, sometimes, you know, I'm not. Like, well, you know what it's like. Sometimes you can sit down one day and bam, a song comes out. But then sometimes you go for 6 weeks, 6 months and go, oh, nothing's happening. I've learned not to worry about those periods. I used to worry about it and I go, nah, it'll come. It'll come through again, you know, when that does happen.
Summer's coming and usually people have a lot of stuff on over summer. What about yourself, James?
Yeah, we're going out in late October, early November. We're doing a tour of the country doing theatres, so in Adelaide doing the Theberton Theatre, the Palais in Melbourne, a couple more in Sydney, Brisbane and Perth, and the Astors in Perth, and the Tivoli in Brisbane. So we do the whole country in about 4 weeks, I think. So we're doing that, and then we're doing some stuff over summer, just bits and pieces. Then I'm going out and doing a regional run, regional acoustic duo run in all the sort of regional areas. And that'll take us up to about the middle of next year. So, got a bit planned.
Awesome. You know what they say about work? You're going to Nashville?
Yeah. Oh, I've been, and I was not really writing for me, just writing for other people. I got asked to go over there. There's a publishing company over there. So, I worked with a couple of people and got there was a couple of songs they seemed to like. So, I'm going back in late April.
Brilliant. You could be hooking up with Keith Urban before you know it, mate.
You never know.
Rock on. That'd be fantastic. All right, James, thank you so much for your time, mate. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, and I'll see you out somewhere on the road.
Absolutely, Dave. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
This is the Oztober Lunch with Gleeso.